Mr. Wahlberg, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
How are you?
Well, doing fine. A little miff still at that that call of the touchdown that the Lions had about as clearly as the stimulus package has not worked for Obama, Pelosi, and Schauer.
Now, see, you and I are here to talk politics, and you're talking about football, and we just had Tim Skubick on, who was a little frustrated because he thinks people care more about that play than they do about the state's budget or about debates for the two gubernatorial candidates.
Well, you know, we had such a great weekend with Michigan State and Michigan winning strongly and conclusively, and here's the Lions, the opportunity to break their 20-game losing streak on the road, and it's taken away from them. But you can always play it back to politics, because that's the thing that tries to take some mind off of it. But it still reminds us that what's going on in Washington is about as painful as some of those calls.
Well, you are in a pretty nasty fight to regain the job that you held almost 4 years ago. And I went back and I looked at some of the campaign rhetoric and information, and it didn't seem like the last campaign was as nasty as this one is getting. Do you feel it's a dirty pool as you and Mark Schauer go head up for this position?
Well, it'll be interesting to see someone come up with anything nasty from our campaign yet. I mean, I can say that honestly, we don't have anything up on the air. At this point in time, we've put out information on the facts of Mark Schauer's voting record. His voting record for the stimulus bill that has failed and produced $1 trillion deficits, along with the Pelosi budget producing $1 trillion deficits into the next number of years, with the health care bailout supposedly that has ended up being nothing more than a huge tax increase and a takeaway of freedom, and then the cap and trade, which goes against everything here in Michigan right now, with whether it's agriculture or manufacturing, the increased costs that will be there. We just put out that record, and I've got a 2-year record in Congress that was totally opposite, speaking for reducing spending, cutting taxes, giving more incentive for health care to have a patient-centered approach with a medical provider and the patient making the decisions that's best for their health, and an energy plan that was an all-above energy plan. So I think that causes the other side to bristle off a lot, and when you have public-funded unions, public unions like AFSCME and SEIU coming out with ads that clearly are wrong and not pointing out the fact that on Social Security that Tim Wahlberg was the one who introduced legislation that sat in committee because Speaker Pelosi wouldn't take it up, that would have put a lockbox around Social Security and secured it for time immemorial and made sure that the contract that we've made with seniors, myself and yourself included, were coming up to that time at some point in time, that it's secure. So I guess it's nasty because they've chosen not to deal with the issues but go on perception.
Would you have voted to extend unemployment benefits?
I think the bigger question, Tony, is what would I have voted to have done to make an economy that grows? I mean, you can continue offering unemployment, but I work with people all across this district who are saying, hey, we're not concerned about the unemployment as much as the fact that we have a job. We're not asking for a handout. We're asking for a job. And when you vote for these type of proposals that continue to frustrate the economy, and Mark Schauer, when he says, well, I'm going to vote for the stimulus bill because it will keep our unemployment under 8%, and it doesn't. We're up close to 10% now, and when I was in the state legislature, we did things like cutting taxes and cutting spending that produced an employment rate that was gangbusters, and unemployment that was below 6% because we did the right thing in letting the economy grow. Tempted to do that when I was in Congress as well by the votes. So I would say the better question is, what will you do to make sure that the economy grows? And it's certainly not what Mark Schauer and Nancy Pelosi are doing now.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. So I'll ask the worst question then. I'll ask a bad question. Would you have voted to extend unemployment benefits?
Unemployment benefits? Again, that's not the direction to go. I would have been fighting there so we wouldn't have had that vote. We would have been voting for further extension of employment for an economy that grows strong and hard and fast, and people that have the ability to function and produce jobs would have that opportunity. And, you know, that's the question we ought to be asking Mark Schauer. What do you want to do to encourage the economy? When he says in his TV ad, man, 10 times a day, I think to myself, what in the world is Washington thinking? Well, just ask yourself what you've been thinking. You've been producing tax increases with a with an energy plan that John Dingell himself said, this isn't a small tax, this is a big tax. And you've been taking away liberties and opportunity with the health care plan that also discourages a small business and job providers. So these are the things that I think we ought to be asking, and that's certainly what I want to do in going back to Congress and represent this district as it should be.
Okay, so what you're saying then is that you would not have voted to extend unemployment benefits, which of course did benefit many here in the state of Michigan who were trying to find jobs.
Well, Tony, it didn't benefit any here in the state of Michigan finding jobs. It said to them what they didn't want to hear. Here's a handout, not a hand up. And you know something? That is discouraging beyond limits. When people who truly want to work, they don't want to be on unemployment. They don't want to have extensions of unemployment. They want to have an economy that's growing and leads them to believe that their government, at the very least, is willing to get out of the way and say, you're able to do it, we're going to let you do it. We're going to remove the restrictions and the hurdles that caused even the consideration of an extension of a bill. And that's really why I continue to answer it this way, Tony, because that's the way people want to hear it. They want the job. They want the opportunity. They don't want to be hamstrung by government that supposedly is helping them, but in fact is hurting them big time.
Okay, so I'm going to take that as that you would not have voted for that, so we could move on. What I would like to talk to you about is something that I find on your website, which is the jobs situation. Do you believe Mark Schauer is responsible for the loss of jobs, or partially responsible for the loss of jobs here in the state of Michigan, and what could he have done to create more jobs in the last year or two?
Well, he could have started when he was majority leader or minority leader in the Senate and was pushing for tax increases, 18% tax increase at one time he wanted to add to our state's failing economy, and was higher than anything even the governor was purporting. This was the type of leadership that he gave here, and he can decry what's going on, but he was in the leadership position during the time of Governor Granholm, and we see what's happened with that leadership. We see that as government has expanded, as the cost has increased, as they've increased taxes and spending, the only thing they've decreased is the rate of increase that they wanted to do, and that's hurt Michigan. Then he goes to Washington and does the same thing. He votes for the trillion-dollar producing budget of Nancy Pelosi. He votes for the cap and trade energy tax increase. He votes for stimulus bill that stimulates nothing except the government sector. And then he votes for the takeover of private health care that his constituents said no to overwhelmingly all across this district. But since he wasn't willing to hold a town hall meeting to hear their voices clearly, then he comes back and he tries to explain to them why they should appreciate this proposal, which they still don't.
We're talking about an economy
that's being frustrated, Tony.
We're talking with Mark Schauer. And Mark, we've got to get you in studio because we'd like to have you here for several segments. Open invitation for you to come up, have some coffee with us, and talk for a half hour, 45 minutes, just so we could learn a little bit more, not only about you, but about how you would change a lot of the things that you don't like as Mark Schauer has performed his position as congressman. Thanks so much for your time.
Tony, thank you.